The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. March the 18th, 7:05 in the morning. The news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Did you hear that car just go brrrr?
Yeah, it sounded like you driving, coming
no,
into the
driveway.
No, sounded
like my brain this morning at 1:30.
Still driving. Sounds like you coming into the driveway. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here. Good morning, David.
Good morning, everybody.
How are
morning.
You?
Doing good.
Doing national good. Days today?
It's
or?
National Awkward Moment Day.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, did you do that on purpose?
I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
We never heard.
I caught it. I mean, it means I'm not slow. awkward moment day.
Yep. There we go. Okay. I can go with that.
Yeah.
I've had a few of those every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every day. I probably have.
And when you're on the air live,
oh
my God, it could be the huge space of awkward moment.
Oh, you're just feisty this morning.
Oh, bear with me this morning. Hey, 34 degrees in the downtown studios. Beautiful out this morning. You know, we get up early since it's daylight savings time. You know, we get up and it's dark out and I could see the Milky Way and I could see the Little Dipper and, you know, feeling what it was going to be out. When you see the stars, you know it's a clear day. So, looks like we have around 60 degrees will be our highs today. Areas of frost, I could see it on the rooftop this morning. And overnight lows tonight will be 38, partly cloudy. Wednesday's calling again, chance of showers coming back. Chance of showers again on Wednesday night with our overnight lows of 39. As we progress throughout the week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are calling for showers and rain. Not heavy rain, though. We don't have any big, maybe 5 to 10 miles per hour. There could be wind gusts up to 25 on Wednesday night, and then on Saturday we are partly sunny with a high near 67. So Friday night looks like we start to clear up again, kind of like how we are now. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson. It's a locally owned, veteran-owned business, family-owned for three generations, 365-3793, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Now, I wanted to just quickly ask, does anybody know what the galing winds were? Did anybody clock
yes.
what it was on
yeah.
Sunday?
Somebody, yeah, I think David was, we were looking at it, and it was like, what, 60 miles per hour?
I believe it.
I thought at least 50. Yeah.
So, but no, it
was up to 60 miles per hour.
We went to Costco on Sunday, and last night I said, who would have thought it was like being at Christmas in Costco? Everybody was in Costco. I was like... And it was so windy that it took Carl's hat off his head and blew it across the parking lot.
I haven't lost a hat
yeah.
off my head.
And it actually picked
and
here.
Including
to,
cowboy hats
yeah.
riding that, like, yeah, it's a good thing the guy caught it at the other end.
I bought a pair of, trying out a pair of, light pants and they were folded and actually lifted them out of the basket.
The
shopping cart and blew it somewhere. But there was a really nice attendant who caught your cap, and that was really nice. But I just want to quickly say I was with a girlfriend last night, and her father was in the grocery store business. And she said, he inevitably said, the stormiest day, the winterest day, you're going to have the most people in the grocery store. They go out.
Because they don't have other things to do. They don't, you know, they...
Read a book.
Well,
do you want to go out in that? I don't. Why did we go out in it? I guess we wanted to get gas, and the next thing is, well, let's get this anyway. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm glad to know that.
Okay, it's going to be a full show today, and we're starting off with Tyler Ferris. the world famous documentarian, and but also in charge of a big event that's coming up here. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. So, Sundial Film Festival.
Yep, Sundial Film Festival is coming up this Saturday.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Cascade Theater. We're super excited for 22 films throughout the day. So there's two unique shows, a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. So the goal is that you come out all day, you come and watch a bunch of short films, and there's a good break in the middle there to go out and eat some dinner, get some drinks, you know, just have a great time. So it's going to be a super fun time.
Well, let's talk about the films. Linda and I have attended the festival on several occasions. But I will say not lately. It just seems like, you know, our schedules don't make up, as you can probably, you know, same thing with you, I'm sure. But we, you know, we were there at the first one, and you and I talked about it. The one that won was the shopping cart.
Yeah.
It went out on its own little trip and won. So tell us a little bit about the films.
Yeah, so actually I was thinking about it this morning. One that I think you both would be really interested in is it's a mini documentary called Beyond the Herd. And it's this husband and wife team that rescue wild horses and then train them to be show horses. And they do this within an 8-month period, and they have this big property where they just rescue horses and transform them into being useful stallions.
Fantastic.
Is this kind of a local couple, or are these from someplace else?
These are from other areas. About a third of our show is local, but the cool thing is we're actually flying a lot of these filmmakers up. So Michelle Fenn, who's the director of that film, Beyond the Herd, we're flying her up. So she'll be staying at the Americana. You know, we're having our pre-party at FOMO just around the corner, and then, of course, Cascade Theater's where the show's
cool. So, wait, she's flying Friday or something and leave...
Friday morning, I think everyone gets in, so...
Okay.
Well, the website talks about, and what I love that, is that invite submissions from filmmakers across the globe. This expansion not only enhances opportunities for our local talent, but also fosters valuable connections with filmmakers from diverse markets, spotlighting Reading as a compelling destination for film production.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of our big things. We want to show off what we have here. And bringing filmmakers to our area, they see, oh, wow, you've got mountains here, you've got lakes here. We can bring our production up, and that gives more jobs for our film industry people.
You know, Mel Gibson, they had an interview with him about the film industry in California and how hard it is here to do films. But having an area up here where it's closer, you can bring your crews in and get all, you know, you've got, like you said, everything from forests to rivers to lakes to mountains. I mean, you know, it's almost like it's a smorgasbord, you might say, of location shots.
Yeah, and people are, you know, pretty willing to share and help out. I mean, there's so many productions I've done where it's like, oh, I really love this barn. I really want to shoot in this barn. And we just go knock on the door and see if we could film there. It's pretty...
I would imagine most people, you know, after they get over the shock of somebody wanting to go in their barn and film, would think, yeah, that's cool. You know, part of a movie here.
Yeah, it's fun. Something different.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite? Have you got a favorite?
There are two that I really, really love. One is actually, the other one is a Maori film. It's a native New Zealand film. Mm. It's about, oddly enough, about a horse. We only have two films with horses, I promise.
And you love both.
But okay. It's just really cool story about, it's kind of like the pre-plague. From that, and the first horse that actually came into New Zealand after the war.
Oh, okay.
It's very cool, 11-minute narrative short film. But it's
first horse that came into New Zealand after the...
The war, I think, is 1800, somewhere in 1883 or 86.
Uh-huh.
Because they weren't native horses in New Zealand. So,
There weren't native horses in America either.
Yeah.
So how long were those films, the two that you had mentioned, when you talk about you've had how many submissions, and I think there's over 200 films that are crafted by filmmakers. So within this period of time, you've got your short films, you've got your local films, And then you said you had 20 and one?
Yeah, 22 films in total throughout the day.
Okay.
So the first showing, the 2 p.m. showing, has 12 films, and the evening showing has 10.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back, because this can be an all-day event, or you can take part of it.
Absolutely.
Again, going back to the smorgasbord and taking part of it. But I can tell you, and Linda can, again, I hopefully will agree with me, that watching the whole thing when you go to a movie and you've got a two-hour movie, it's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go in and you've got like 8 films in 2 hours, it really kind of you don't get tired. You don't you're kind of excited by each one.
It's high art.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the 3rd annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria! The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome to our Tuesday edition. Usually I'm not here on Tuesday, but we have such wonderful guests this morning. I really wanted to come in and be here and welcome back to our show, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. It's this streaming.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, has won Best in the North State 3 years in a row. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairman, stone cutter, you name it, they got it. And they have a fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry. We're here with Tyler Ferris, and who is the man behind, one of the men behind, or people behind the Sundial Film Festival. It's an all-day event. It's going to be April 20th. Did I say April or March?
It's April, but it is.
It's March. April. Yeah.
It's this weekend.
This Saturday.
Yeah, March 22nd. So it's this weekend, and there are still tickets available. It's divided into two sections, the kind of early afternoon and evening, and you can go to the whole extravaganza, mm-hmm. or you can kind of go to the evening one or the afternoon one. So, Tyler, how hard is it? I mean, how big's your committee that chooses the films?
So we had about six people, I think, watching the films, and our submissions started in August, uh-huh. and we had about 130 films submitted. So between that time, luckily we had plenty of time to watch them all. But, it was really fun, actually, to see the diverse amount of films come in, not only international, but local. And we have a lot of cool categories from comedy to drama, narrative, you know, music videos. It's kind of all over the place. So it's entertaining for sure.
Well, how long have you been associated with this?
So this is actually my first year. So I am the festival director. This is my first year. So I started in June, and I've been pretty much working full time since then. So it's very exciting.
So you've had being
June,
that you are
June of last year.
Being that you're a filmmaker,
March.
I am sure that it's wonderful. It's almost like if you're a musician, you get inspired by other people's craft and see how, like. I'm sure being a filmmaker, when you're behind the camera, to see how somebody will shoot in a creative aspect of the same space, but with a different mindset.
Yeah, for sure. And what I like, too, is being able to bring that here locally, give more opportunities for people to show their films. Because now with the streaming world, things are very, very different. Even my last film, Acid Canal, just got onto Amazon, which is great. But the best thing was showing it at the Cascade with the local people, where you have, you know, 900 people surrounding you, all gasping and laughing and, you know, all at the same time. It's something we've kind of lost over time.
Yeah, you know what, the idea that somebody who is dedicated to their craft, and we had that young man that joined us, remember on Wednesdays, and he would do the movies?
Oh, yes, Michael Burke's son.
Yeah.
And gosh darn it, I
went off
Rob Burke.
Rob Burke, yeah. Then went off to
so
the East Coast to some, you know, real prestigious.
You probably championed him along
anyway,
the way.
Film, and that was his whole thing in life. He wanted to be involved in the film industry. We haven't talked to him in a while.
No, it's been a while, but that'll be great.
So when you see these of people bringing their pouring their hearts out, essentially, into these films, it must be tough, you know. What kind of rejection letter do you send back?
Yeah, it is hard. I mean, being through the process definitely helped me manage the actual submission. So I knew, hey, this is a big deal. So when you tell people, unfortunately, we can only program so much.
Right.
That's kind of how it is. Make it short and simple and just say, hey, your film's awesome, but we only have, our film festival is only 6 hours total.
And they may submit it next year, and it may be the perfect fit, the timing.
Yeah.
And then there's how many film festivals across the country. So I'm just glad that we've 17 years now.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's been going a long time. Yeah, Reading Rotary started it. the Active 2030 Club Reading really carried it along for 10 plus years. They did a great job. And it was just kind of time to revamp, and we were excited to take that on.
Well, you know, the fact is it, besides giving recognition to the, I can imagine, say, 100 of the 130.
Yeah.
Probably 100. You probably go, oh, okay, next year. But then when you get down to that last 10, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it was definitely quite a struggle to narrow it down. I think we had, you know, a good 30, 35 films that we were, had to narrow down to, you know, 20. And we're playing with films that are like 3 minutes to 30 minutes. So it's also, hey, we love these 5 30-minute films. We can't show all of them.
Can't show all of them.
Yeah.
Right. What would you tell people, young people or older people that are interested in doing something like this? How do they learn?
Yeah, it's a lot of practice. I talk at schools and things like that, I say you have the biggest tool for filmmaking in your pocket, pretty much, your phone.
Uh-huh.
Just start shooting stuff, start creating, start telling stories. That's the stuff I want to inspire locally, is to tell more local stories, to get our messages out. It's really important, and providing resources and opportunities for, you know, not only students, but other people to help get funding for their films or resources, equipment, other things like that.
Do you have classes on this that you teach?
We don't, no.
You ought to, you know, Linda hates it when I use those two words. You ought to.
Yeah.
But I would explore Shasta College.
Yeah.
Because they're teaching beer making courses out there.
Yeah.
And from a master, well, from a local, young
master
local
brewer.
Master mm-hmm. brewer, that may just fit right into their wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have the time, I know how busy you are, but to have, you know, a semester of how do you make films?
Yeah.
I'd be interested.
Well, tickets are still on sale, and what we're trying to do here is to have our listeners bring attention to the fact that that's happening this weekend, okay? It's Tuesday. You can still get tickets. And the question I need to ask you, Tyler, is as I go online and I see the Sundial Film Festival, you are holding a piglet.
Yeah.
In that picture.
Yes.
What's that about?
Oh, it's so random. I was, because I've done so many agricultural shoots and things.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, it's a fun photo.
Okay.
I don't know. I like making
it a
little
closer. I had to look a little closer. Yeah.
Okay, so how do people get tickets for this?
CascadeTheater.org.
Okay.
Make sure Cascade Theater, T-R-E. That's the only place you should buy online. Don't buy anywhere else.
It's like Bitter Witch, where we talk about the rodeo and all these other places. Go to readingrodeo.com. You go anywhere else, you're going to pay double or triple for tickets, and you may not even be good ones. So go to cascadetheater.org. T-R-E. When we say that, instead of your, conventional spelling, it's theater.
Yes.
R-E.
Yeah, the correct way to spell it.
Yeah, or at the box office, of course.
Or at the box office. They'll stuff you in there. I'm sure that, you know, there's always room for a couple more. And I can tell you it's a fabulous event. You know, you're not going to like all of them, I don't think, because people have different weights, but you're going to like so many of them. And then you kind of take it in. Geez, from all over the world submitted and to here in Redding, California.
Yeah.
So you have Saturday and Sunday.
Just Saturday.
Just Saturday.
Okay, so it's the 6 hours that you go. Got it.
Yep, with that nice big break in the middle.
Right.
And I think we have 12 filmmakers here from the whole program. So a majority of the filmmakers are here.
Are coming. Oh, yeah. Now, do they introduce the film? Each one of them get up and introduce their film?
Yeah, they'll actually talk after.
Oh, lovely.
So a couple questions up on stage, and it's very
interesting. I would really like to... It's too bad that the lady with Beyond the Herd isn't going to be around like on Monday. We can interview her.
Yeah.
This is a great event. We've gone to it several times. We're out of town this weekend, unfortunately. But you won't be sorry to go to here because, you know, you're going to see some.
Stretch your brain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, someone are going to be out there.
Love it.
And you're going to look at it, but if it does nothing else but make you think.
Do you have any claymation?
We don't.
Okay.
No, we tried for animations. We didn't get many this year, so.
No, you're not going to do that. The claymation.
No, I mean, that's a whole other, category, which is interesting. I had a friend that used to do it, so that's why I know about it.
Yeah. Tyler made world famous now his documentary, Asset Canal. However, there's no reason you can't make a 10-minute documentary of something that's important, that strikes at the heart of many, many people. And it doesn't have to be one as extensive or as well done as Asset Canal. It can still be well done, but only be 10 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Sundance winner was 22 minutes. They're short.
Wow.
It's great.
Cool. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. It's the Sundial Film Festival. It's going to be this weekend, and you can still get tickets. Just go online to cascadetheater.com.
Org.
Org. Org.
Cascadetheater.org. Yeah.
Yes, .org. Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got the Veterans Home joining us, and we'll be right back.
But that's all in the movie. It won't happen to you and I. That's all in the movies. So baby, don't cry. It's all in the movies. It won't happen to us, I know.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. That's not it.
I help it.
Think about purchasing an electric car. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available to help offset the cost of your vehicle, because it's all electric vehicles, and a charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And as I say when I read this, is you might want to hop on that one right away. There may not be federal rebates available here in the near future. We're going to give away, before we introduce our August guest, on April 5th and 6th of this year is the Sportsman's Expo down at the Civic Auditorium. And I have 4 tickets we're giving away to the Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. So you're saving $8 a ticket. And this is, if you have not been there, it is just a great, great, great expo. Just really, truly enjoyed going to this. Anyway, we have 4 tickets to call at 605-4567, and you can score 4 tickets for this. And we're here with the Redding, the Veterans Home, California Veterans Home of Redding, and with Darlene McCusker.
Oh, good job, Carl. I'm proud of you.
And Mark Wilkinson,
hello,
from out there.
It's only been a while, but I'm glad it's finally correct, right?
Yes.
Well, if you stop changing the names.
Carl Bott.
Anyway. No, and I've got both your email addresses, one for the old one, and I should just delete the old one, I guess.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably a good one because, I don't know, do they hold your old, like here, we've got like two, over the years, we've got like 2 or 3 email addresses for KCNR. Hmm. And they, you know, we've got the final one, it's been like this 4 or 5 years, but we've still got some still in there from before that still work. I still get emails on that.
I think IT said it'll come to me either way, but I don't know how long that lasts
for. Anyway, okay. So let's talk about it. Let me throw this out just to get your blood pressure up.
Oh boy.
I saw with the veterans, Secretary of Veterans Affairs talked about cutting 60,000, was it 60,000 or 80,000 spots out of the VA? Did you read that? And then these 4, what they would do is this was, redundant areas. They had 4 or 5 groups of people in various spots in the United States doing the same work and, you know, went on like this, and that all the money saved would go back into the care of veterans. But have y'all heard anything? I mean, even my son, who is a U.S. Marshal, got an email. You know, he was on the list because he's the chief down there in New Mexico, from the Attorney General telling him to stop buying paper straws. Okay? I mean, that's how far down it goes. Well, everybody does. But I was just wondering if, you know, did they say anything, stand by, or?
No, not for us. I mean, but that, you're talking federal and we're state.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So but, totally separate.
But we get a lot of money, I'm sure, from the feds that help us out with our veterans.
So far, no word.
That's right. California.
So. Operating as normal.
I was just wondering if, you know, if that would have any impact. But obviously it hasn't. Yeah, we haven't heard anything. Okay. Nope. Well, let's move on from there.
Yeah. No news is good news, Carl.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's great.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you want to highlight today.
So
So we're thinking about looking for volunteers out in the community. The more volunteers we have from the community, the more wonderful programming we can add for the vets.
Okay, give us some examples of what when you're saying volunteers for gardening, volunteers for decorations, like what? So we can give people something to be mulling over.
Yes to all those.
Okay.
I'm the activities director out there, so we have a lot of opportunities in the activities department, helping out with events, visiting with residents, reading to residents, helping out with craft activities, all kinds of various programming in the home, outings out in the community as well, helping the outing be safe and enjoyable to the vets. Gardening, for sure. We have a lot of active gardeners out there, and if anyone likes to shovel, that's something that we have definitely need some help with out at the vet's home, shoveling and getting all the areas ready for and prepped for gardening.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and I think that just about almost anything that you can think of that somebody would have a talent at, we would take a volunteer for.
Definitely.
Just about anything.
Absolutely.
I would think gardening would be a big one.
Oh, they're into it. Yeah, it's amazing.
You know,
the tomato plants.
Tomatoes,
you
flowers.
Should see the garden.
Can they have, I mean, do each one of them have their own, like, little plot? I mean, you've got enough land out there.
Yeah.
So they could grow veggies if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a garden club, and we have to kind of have a little areas, and people kind of check out a plot, if you will, like you said, and
We keep it
as organized as we can, and get large soil deliveries, and they're into
really?
It.
Really? So, okay, we're having our garden, so here comes somebody with a pickup truck full of dirt, and
please give me a call first so we can organize that.
Hey, I have. I'll bring over fertilizer for you. I'll just fill up the back of the truck with.
Yeah, well,
about a half ton of manure. And it's not chicken, so it's reconditioned hay, you might say. And that, but it's
repurposed
hay, and you know you might be able to use that.
Well, that's actually kind of a
sounds
nice
good.
Segue into donations, right?
All
right?
There you go.
So a lot of the outings and the things that we do are paid for by donations, and if people want to donate things like horse droppings or whatever, then
or pizza,
you know, or pizza or whatever.
Well,
but
you know, things like you might be able to get the plants that have already started.
Yeah, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know the and then seeds and things mm-hmm. like this.
Yeah, definitely open to that. Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, this is something that I have wanted to do, but I have absolutely no talent for it. Linda's father, on the other side, mm-hmm. on the other hand, could grow. And he could take a stick
that's
and
right.
put it in the ground, and it would bloom. Where we'll take the 6-inch plants. I mean, they've got a good start on life. And somehow.
Oh, I'm a plant killer, too. Oh. But the admissions crew brought me this bowl about this big, and it was full of beautiful succulents. And they gave it to me for my birthday. And, like, I'm accepting it, and I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. And you've seen it at my desk. It's still there,
it's
but
tired.
It's it's a plant graveyard.
I killed
graveyard.
A cactus garden one time.
They were all succulents, Carl.
Yeah,
they should have been able to live.
I know.
and I thought, well, I'm leaving.
I'm
leaving for a few weeks, and so I'm going to make sure they're watered. Well, I think I killed them because I put too much water.
I have a girlfriend that said, I want to come over, and you've got some plants right now that are really struggling. I want to come over.
Polite.
I want to repot some of your plants because my friend, Karen.
Oh.
I want to come over and repot some of your plants because they're struggling and they aren't getting to, you may be watering them, but they don't have any place to grow. Like, you know,
makes sense.
So you take them out
the
of a pot.
They're
in a bigger place.
Their clothes are too small.
Right.
Exactly. It's not fitting anymore.
Okay, so we're talking gardening, we're talking
events, playing cards, helping out with activities.
Yeah. Starting maybe a casino night.
Absolutely.
That would be really fun.
Pick that money from those old people. Or lose your money.
We can
do
prizes.
We don't do things with real money.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
Got to be chips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have prizes like a little... You know, trinkets and stuff like that.
We have lots of prizes.
Okay.
We're always looking for donation of prizes for that type of thing.
Absolutely. Bingo prizes. Bingo's king still.
Yeah,
sure.
I love bingo.
You know.
I haven't played it in so long. How much fun.
Oh, they love
me
it.
Either.
I remember
nothing
when
better than calling bingo. Yay!
Oh, yeah.
A couple months ago, Linda sang out there with Pat Karch.
Yeah, that was awesome. She had
such a great time.
It was great.
And the response is so good.
Yeah, always looking for entertainers and not just musicians. If someone wants to, you know, put on a lecture or something about gardening or any other talent or interest, that would be great.
I was thinking like a magic show.
A magical show. I was just thinking that would be super cool.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah, Dan McGowan has been out a few times.
Yeah, we had him out a couple times. Yeah, pretty funny.
You know, Sam Borkitz, you know, he's a local guy and he does comedy. But
I
don't know if he's got the type of act that would be acceptable out there. I mean, I've never heard him. But
looking for family friendly. Yeah, that's what I mean.
A family friendly show like that.
Okay.
Well, it's a good way to hone your craft.
Absolutely, no. Definitely, they love it.
We're here with the California Veterans Home, located, of course, out at Knighton Road, and Darlene and Mark. And we're going to take a quick break here. Injured at work, but you're not getting the treatment that you deserve or that you're supposed to get? Well, you're going to need some help there. Well, I've got your answer. The answer is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman, his background is a veteran, he's a law enforcement, was in law enforcement for a while, went to law school, went to work for the insurance companies for a short period of time, didn't like what he was seeing, so about 4 years ago moved here to Redding and opened up his own office, Gorman Law, and he's now built that into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He will help you with your battle. Work injuries are life-changing, can be life-changing, not just for you, but your family. All you want to do is get back to work. Your employer wants you back, but things aren't going that way. That's why Patrick Gorman can help you. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation, go to GormanLaw.com. This guy is a stand-up guy and will make sure that you're getting the treatment that you've raked. Patrick Gorman. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good morning. Yes, this is Carl and Linda Bott this morning on Tuesday, 7:50 in the morning. If you're just tuning in, yes, it is about 37 degrees outside. Looks like we're going to have about 60 today, areas of frost if you're looking out, and it's going to become sunny with our overnight lows of 38 and partly cloudy. As we progress and we're looking at this weekend, the week forecast, looks like we just are going to be having showers for the rest of the week until Friday night, where this forecast calls for clearing skies on Friday night, Saturday partly sunny with a high of 67. So be ready once again with your umbrellas and your parkas and all that kind of stuff, because, you know, we just love living in the North State. And did you guys survive the wind on Sunday?
Yes, barely.
I wasn't here. I was working.
It was windy. Yeah,
it was windy. We talked about going to Costco. Why do we go to Costco? We were going to get, you know, gas. And then Carl's hat, when we came out, like, blew off his head. And there was the nicest guy that was, you know, working and getting the carts and everything, went over and ran and got his hat. I just said, you know, what a nice, you know, the random acts of kindness. You know,
people,
you love
nice.
That. Yeah. And so we're talking here about what's going on at the veterans home, 7:51 in the morning, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about some of the, they're here to call on entertainment and volunteers, and let's talk about your jobs.
Yes, we have some jobs available. So I run our Facebook page, which, if you'd like to follow it, is Veterans Home of California-Reading. I put up photos of our activities, I put up our wish list, I put up all kinds of different things. I try to do a post every couple of days when I can, but I see on Facebook a lot of times people in the Reading groups, you know, I'm new here, I'm looking for a job, and I'm always telling them, we have jobs. So the state process is a little, it can be long just because we have to go through a background check and, you know, stuff like that. But if you go to calcareers.ca.gov, then you create an account and you can search by county. So they have all 58 counties listed, and next to the county, it'll say how many jobs are available. So I just looked, and Shasta County has 38 state jobs available. And that's all state agencies. So Caltrans, Cal Fire, whoever, all the state agencies are here. But of those 38, we have 17 of them. Our greatest need is always medical staff. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the CNA. So right now we have certified nursing assistant posted as open, but every single posting has a different job control number. So a year and a half ago or so, I was in charge of our admissions and finance, so I did a lot of hiring. And I had two positions open. They were the same title, office technician. And I interviewed, say, 10 people. And I could only hire somebody for the job they put in. So, like, right now we have six CNA jobs open. So if you only apply for one, I can only hire you for that one. But if you apply for all six, then you have a shot of any of those six positions. So when you see those positions,
that's the secret ingredient.
It was unfortunate because the office technician, I had great candidates, but one had applied for both, so I could stick her in either spot.
Okay.
And the other one had applied for just one, and I couldn't use her. And then, you know, you can't really tell people that,
right.
You know, after the fact, you can't reach out. So if you are a certified nursing assistant looking for work, we do have 6 of those positions open. So make sure you apply for all 6 so that you can be considered for any of them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
We're also looking for, we have a position open for a custodian full-time, dietetics director, food service supervisor, food service techs. I think that is good. I think that's a pretty fun job. It's you know, serving in the dining room.
Right.
So they really get a lot of interaction with our residents all the time. We're looking for LVNs, licensed vocational nurses. But same thing, I'm looking at it, and we have 2 LVN positions available. But if you only apply for one, you can only be considered for one. So if you come in, say there's 2 positions open, and you interview, but you've only applied for one, and you come in second for that one, you can't even be considered for the other. So you have to apply for all of the positions that you think that you qualify for.
And no such thing as a bad question, because it's confusing.
Yeah, it is a little bit confusing.
I don't know why you would do that, but I guess there's reasons.
I'm sure there's reasons. It's above my pay grade.
If you had 5 positions for auto mechanics and you had 6 people, 7 people come in, and once their application is in, it seems like, you know, okay, we're going to hire this one and this one. Okay, let's...
Yeah, it would be great if you could just plug them into any of them.
Yeah, any of those positions.
But not in the state.
I don't know why.
It's bureaucracy, because that means you can hire 4 more people at the state level do this.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason is.
Not you.
It was a lesson I learned as a hiring manager, because I really, really liked these people, and I was super bummed that I couldn't hire, so I had to have that spot vacant, and then I had to refly it, so then, you know, there's an application period, and... You know, so if you're applying for a state job, any state agency, really, if there's multiple in the position that you want, make sure you apply for all of them.
That's a great takeaway today.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you've always got places open down there.
Yeah, we have.
A lot of them are skilled, but others are, you know.
Yeah, right now we have 17 positions open. And one thing that's really nice, too, I was very loyal to where I worked before for 23 years. And when I was starting here at the home, I was told, you know, just apply... Just get in, and then when you get in, you can transfer anywhere in the home, and it's not a big deal. And I was like, what? That feels so wrong to not. But, you know, there are people who will come in as a food service tech while they're finishing their nursing degree or whatever, and then they just slide right into an open position. Obviously, they have to apply for it and interview and all of that and be qualified, but it's a great way to get your foot in the door and start building your retirement.
And it's just, there's good positive energy in the building.
Oh, it feels
definitely.
So good. It feels
so
good to go to work.
I just have to say that. Yeah.
It doesn't feel
a
like
proud
work.
Place.
It's and everybody that works there, you feel like they want to be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of employees who are veterans themselves, so that's really cool. We have one who is actually a Marine, a Purple Heart recipient, but you'd never know it because he doesn't talk about it, but, it feels good to go to work every day. I think Mark and I have 2 of the most fun jobs at the home.
Definitely.
It doesn't feel like work, and it's a privilege to be there, really, because, I mean, if we didn't have all those residents there, we wouldn't even have jobs. So, you know, it's our job to serve them. They've served us, and it's a great place to be.
The
it's clean, and it's beautiful.
If you have not been there, you need to go out there. They'll give, you know, limited
tour.
Yeah, I will give a tour.
But the fact is that as far as openings go, there's like a year wait, I guess, for the regular.
For residents, yeah. We have 2 different sides of the home is what we call it, because one side is 3 neighborhoods and the other side is 2. So we have skilled nursing, memory care. That wait list is about 5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Regular skilled nursing is also about 5 years. And then the... we call it RCFE, it's residential care facilities for the elderly. It's pretty much independent with slight assisted living. That wait list can be up to about a year, and most of that is just the paperwork gathering back and forth, making sure all the I's are dotted and the
T's are crossed. People may be thinking, you know, gosh, you know, here I'm, you know, maybe they've had a death in their life, but this is a place that so many activities, so many things going on, other veterans around you. And all this, and no, you don't have to be a combat veteran to go there. You know, some people, you have to be in combat. No,
you do not.
No,
we have
you
plenty
don't.
Of peacetime veterans.
Yes, and in fact, there's probably many more peacetime veterans out there than probably combat. Not at your home, but out. You know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, or even if you served during wartime but never made it into a combat
zone. Yeah, it doesn't
matter. Yeah, you still serve.
It makes no difference. And I try to tell people that, and they go, well, you know, I didn't get into combat. So what? You know, I mean, right. You would have if you'd been, you know.
Right, you were there. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You would have been there.
The timing was just off, and that's okay. It doesn't matter. But, you know, if people are interested, I'm more than happy to give a tour.
Sure.
So they can come check out the room.
Okay, now, how do people reach out to become volunteers?
Okay, so to become a volunteer, the best thing to do would be to come out to 3400 Knighton Road, ask for Mark or Jackie. We'll give you an application, answer any questions, and give you a short tour if we have time for it. And as far as entertainers and musicians, people that want to give a lecture or anything like that, please give me a call, 224-2829. I'm the director of activities.
Or, you know, just go to the website, and they'll give you numbers and just ask for either Mark or Darlene.
Yep. Sure.
So, happy okay, hey, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thank you,
so
guys.
Many things
thank
going
you for
on.
Having us. Aww, it's always
it's a pleasure. It
always.
Really is. It
Absolutely.
Really is. You all do so much for our veterans and kind of the unsung heroes here.
It's pretty
fun.
Yeah,
take care of it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Ready Ranch Rhea, and there are so many things going on. I don't know if an hour is going to be enough time, but we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel has renewed its aerial bombardment of the Gaza Strip, so after a couple of months, the fragile Gaza ceasefire has collapsed. The BBC's Yoland Nell in Jerusalem.
This is Israel saying that it's carrying out preemptive strikes against Hamas to stop it from rearming and from regrouping. We had Israeli officials coming out saying that this was open-ended. It was expected to expand this Israeli military operation, and that the idea is that from now on, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military strength.
After 9 months stuck aboard the International Space Station, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams finally on their way back home. They're headed back to Earth aboard a SpaceX capsule. President Trump and Russian President Putin have a phone call today.
The two leaders will talk about ending the Russia-Ukraine war, says White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
We've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment, and the president, as you know, is determined to get one done.
The president told reporters he and Putin have a very good chance of bringing the war to an end. Meanwhile, European allies are worried about what kinds of concessions might be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announcing the arrest of a Houston-area midwife charged with the illegal performance of an abortion, a second-degree felony, as well as practicing medicine without a license. Hungarian lawmakers passing a law banning so-called pride events and allowing authorities to use facial recognition software to identify attendees. The measure passing with a vote of 136 to 27. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow is down close to 300 points, while the Nasdaq is off 348. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Despite U.S. assaults last weekend, Yemen's Houthis insist they'll keep on targeting Mideast shipping.
President Donald Trump has launched a new campaign of intense airstrikes targeting the rebels, and officials say the strikes were carried out against more than 40 targets, and more are planned. Trump on Monday explicitly linked the actions of Yemen's rebels to Iran, warning Tehran it would suffer the consequences for further attacks by the group. Abdel Malik al-Houthi warns the American and and Israeli aggression against his country will, he says, push us to confront the escalation with additional escalatory options. I'm Charles Villefesta.
Poland and three Baltic nations say they want to withdraw from an international convention banning anti-personnel landmines due to the growing threat from Russia to frontline NATO states. The defense ministers of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia say they want out of the treaty. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's a big deal in the beverage industry. Pepsi pays a bundle for upstart brand Poppy.
The acquisition gives PepsiCo a fast-growing brand in the popular functional beverage category. PepsiCo said the transaction includes $300 million of anticipated cash benefits, bringing the net purchase price to $1.65 billion. Poppy was developed in 2015 by Allison Ellsworth, who loved soda but was tired about how it made her feel. Ellsworth mixed fruit juice with apple cider vinegar, prebiotics, and sparkling water and sold it at farmers' markets. The brand took off in 2018 after an appearance on Shark Tank. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla stock taking a beating after China Energy and auto giant BYD unveiled a super-fast EV charging system. Says it's almost as quick as a fill-up at a gas station. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Downtown ready with our window on the world. Good morning, the 18th of March. For those of you who survived and are awake this morning from St. Patty's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a little bit late to be telling this, but Anderson Police had a had a DUI checkpoint last night.
Did they?
Could have told you yesterday, but they didn't tell
Several places or just one?
Right. Hey, it's National Agricultural Day. It's National Awkward Moment Day.
Yeah, that, Awkward Moment.
That we have
said
all
it's
the
an
time.
Awkward Moment Day. All right.
8:06 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm, but we got his microphone turned off after what happened last hour. And
that's
but Linda's here with...
Well, we have all of our mics open in the studio, so we're very excited about our guests. But first, I want to go into the weather. Right, we got 1 degree hotter from the last hour, which means we're at 35. 35 outside. If you're looking, it doesn't feel like it. It feels warmer than that, but it's a beautiful morning.
Because we're inside.
Well, I know. I was out early, though, before when it was dark out, and I could see the, you know, I could see the Little Dipper. When I took Buford out this morning before showtime, it's still dark out. 60 degrees will be our highs today. You'll still get some frost there on your roof and look at some of your plants. So we do have areas of frost and sunny, again, 60, with our overnight lows of 38. As we progress through the week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it looks like we have showers. Partly sunny on Thursday with a little lightening up a little bit. And then on Saturday, it looks like we have partly sunny with 67. And opening up on Friday night, then with our mostly showers. And then we open up on Friday night. So we've got just a variation.
Next Monday.
Next Monday, what? 81.
Sunny and 81.
Yeah.
Be careful out there. And Lyndon and I... The weather for Linda and I is it horse blanket weather or is it not?
Yes.
If it is, we know it's
That's
in the 30s.
Right. So. And the weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, 365-3793. And that is Shasta Gas Propane, giving you the number first for all of your propane and gas needs, where they always give senior and veteran discounts.
There you go. And we're here with Ready Rancheria and... with Glenn Hayward, who is in charge of the clinics. And big news from yesterday, we're going to get into that. He's in charge of the medical side of Ready Rancheria.
Doing great.
Rhea Roscoe, the, you know, outreach and the, I mean, the media. The
and congratulations,
people.
30 years.
Thank you.
Oh my
gosh. Amazing.
And the, huge success of the, Ready Rancheria Community Fund extravaganza.
Yes.
And Miranda Edwards. Favorite. Who? Uh-oh, turn her on. Is she on? But
All right.
Good morning. There
we go.
There I
Who
am.
Who is not having a great day.
Yeah, well, it'll get better.
Yeah,
hopefully.
It'll get better.
It's sunny today. So.
You know, it is. What happens is when you put it in R, it doesn't mean race. It doesn't mean racing. That's reverse.
Now I know.
Okay, there you go. Okay, well, let's... Miranda's going to be leaving a little bit early for a big event we're going to talk about. But let's start with Glenn and what happened yesterday.
Yeah, let's share.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yesterday was our groundbreaking for our new tribal health village. This is a great day for our tribe, for our native people in Shasta County, and for all the patients that we care for in Shasta County. So we're very excited.
Now, can you tell people, I mean, if you've... I've seen the designs and all this, but can you tell people what's going to happen there?
So let's talk about the wellness part. I think that's the biggest component. Medical is medical, right? You go to a doctor and you do medical.
Sure.
But the tribe has invested the majority of the funds into the wellness component and really to build a system that is proactive rather than reactive to disease and chronic illness. So the wellness component is a full indoor basketball gymnasium. It's got three levels of workout facilities, private rooms for hot yoga, spinning classes. We've got an elevated indoor running track that's 18,000 square feet that meanders through the entire building. We've got an indoor natatorium pool. We've got an outdoor resort-style pool. And the big one is the questions we're constantly getting is the spa. We have a spa that's built into this facility that is going to provide alternative treatments to how you make yourself feel better. And when a person feels better about themselves, they do better in life. And that's what it's really all about. So having the opportunity to get IV therapeutics, massages, acupuncture, facials, Botox, these are things that make people feel good about themselves. And when you feel good, you do good.
Well, you know, Glenn, the fact is it's kind of the holistic approach. It's everything. And everything you read, I was looking at knee pain today just because, you know, everybody gets knee pain. And a lot of it all goes back to being at the right weight.
Yep.
And, you know, that, and with this type of center that you're having here, it's not somebody just giving you a pill.
Right.
It's the whole thing is that it's because there's going to be gardens there.
There's orchards, gardens in there.
The food, exercise, and, you know, having somebody there's coaching.
Dietitians
and all that.
Nutrition and exercise are really are the two best medicines that we have in our arsenal in life. And so focusing on that, promoting that, making it easier for people to access is the key to longevity.
I think so. And like you said, you got to catch them young. I don't know about Make America Healthy Again. I know he's come out and said, Kennedy's come out and said things like, you know, like the dyes, but getting people out of their couches and outside, you know, which is some of the things
trying to get off sugar, et cetera,
all
those things, because we know
sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah.
Sedentary lifestyle is the new smoking. And, you know, we've worked to reduce smoking across the country, but people are getting sedentary, and that is just as bad, if not worse in some cases. As we get older, we still need to stretch. We still need to have muscles. We still need to be able to catch ourselves if we fall. We need to have good, strong bone health. And these are things that help us live longer and better in those years in our 80s and 90s. So we're living those times without disease rather than suffering for the last 10 years of our life.
It doesn't do any good to live to be 90 if you don't have a quality of life.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, they can keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't get up and down out of your chair or can't walk 5 feet,
right.
So, and that's got to start today.
It is.
It's got to start today.
We start with the kids. We start changing those habits. We know that this is a long battle, but for the tribe, it's always for the seventh generation. So we start those habits now in our kids. So when our grandkids are dealing with this, they've lived a lot longer than what our people are currently living to.
And that hopefully they don't have to deal with this. Now they can just keep the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
That's great. So when does this start? I mean, the groundbreaking.
Well, Axner Excavating is going to be there next week, moving dirt.
Oh, man.
So we're excited to have them out there. They're a great group of construction workers, so we love Axner, and they're going to be out there moving dirt for sure.
Another local company
that's
getting a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you think it's going to be?
We say late in construction. The construction company we've hired said 22 months. That's with 45 days of rain delay built in.
Okay.
There's always other delays, so I imagine 24, 26 months. Just to be safe.
Say two years from
We're hoping
yesterday.
December of 26.
There you go.
Probably latest would be January of 27.
I can, we're talking about the things for the health. I'm sorry, I'll give this
no,
to
absolutely.
You. Is, but I can go imagine what the interior is going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after seeing, you know,
seeing
the clinic up in Weaverville.
I'll just take a couple more hours, please.
Yes, I would like to, yes, on my way into the...
Maybe I'll swim.
On the way to the pool, it, you sit there in the museum for 2 hours.
Swimming is such a great exercise. That is so, if you've put on weight, I think from, in my opinion, that's the best thing that you can do for your body and where you're getting yourself back into feeling active. It's in the pool.
It is, and you know, you're hitting all your muscles, you're also doing the cardiovascular, mm-hmm. but not only do we have swim lanes, we've got a vortex in there, so if you just don't feel comfortable swimming, or maybe you can't swim, you can walk against a current,
right.
And that gets you, though, the health benefits that need to come with
a vortex.
I love that.
The tribe has spared no expense in what they're right. building.
When's the last time you saw Maria? She was, she went into the vortex, she
in the
going
vortex.
Into the vortex, and then, you know, like, and then you see her a year later, and she's 30, you
yes.
know, she went back in time, and, you know, oh, we lost
Manifest
her in the vortex,
that.
we may have to, and Glenn goes, we may have to redesign that one, okay. We gotta take a quick break here, I'm sorry, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank. Doing a lot of good for our local, our local businesses and the people that do that bank with Cornerstone. Local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 in Anderson. Yes, they are merging with Plumas, but Plumas history is another local bank. And so now we'll have this great service, but it's going to be in 19 banks that range from, Red Bluff all the way up to or all the way over to Reno. So they're looking forward to this, and the service that you obtain or you achieve there or you enjoy at Cornerstone Community Bank has had me say it's like the Cheers of banks. They know your name. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
Host the last of 3 workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241
8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Shasta College Horticultural Department will hold its 54th annual spring plant sale on Friday, April 11th and Saturday, April 12th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm to raise money for student projects, scholarships, and various student activities. For those who are unable to attend in person, starting on April 15th, plants can be ordered online and picked up at the Shasta College Farm after the sale. For more information about the sale, contact Lamone Waite at 530-242-2210.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning. It's 8:19 in the morning. Welcome back to this edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. The folks at Maxwell Insurance does all of our insurance and financial. It's called Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They do all of our business insurance and our personal insurance, where you can find all of your needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. They're located on Hilltop Drive. Go on in, and they'll be able to just really shoot straight with you, 530-221-0441.
We're here with Ray Rancheria, Glenn Hayward, Maria Roscoe, and Maria Edwards' favorite,
Miranda. It's okay. We're M&M.
Yeah,
we're interchangeable.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going. We've been talking to Glenn. The groundbreaking for the Health Village was yesterday, and it's even though I've been kind of associated with this for months, there was a couple of surprises for me. First one was you're moving the Liberty the campus, which is right down here downtown, mm-hmm. over to the new Health Village.
Correct. Yes.
All
the staff, all the patients at our downtown campus will immediately move.
8,000 patients.
Correct.
And then you're going to have another clinic move into the Liberty.
Yes. Our Churn Creek campus over in Churn Creek has outgrown itself probably 5 years ago. And so we're going to move that center into our downtown campus, grow that, hire more doctors, expand more care to the community.
And how many, so people have asked who can come to the new Health Village?
So right now it's our patients who are in our tribal health system that are at our tribal health campus. They'll be the first batch that goes down there, 8,000 patients. There's going to be some logistics of transferring that many patients to a new facility as well. But, you know, our answer always is the fastest way to get into our health system is to come work for any one of the entities within the Reading Rancheria. We have lots of opportunities, and all of our employees get free health care.
And then you also are helping people on Medi-Cal?
Medicaid, Medicare.
Medicaid,
are the two
Medicare.
Biggest groups that
okay.
we care for. Our tribal council has given us a directive to serve the underserved, and that is the biggest underserved population in Shasta County, Trinity County, and pretty much across the United States. People who are on Medicaid and Medicare. They have limited access to services, and what services they have access to are either delayed or few and far between. And so we aim to change that.
Okay. Now, then the last thing is, how many patients do y'all have in your system?
Right now we have 22,000 patients. We're adding new patients every month. We add approximately 50 new Native Americans every month, and Partnership Health assigns us new patients between 50 to 300 every month.
Okay, so Partnership Health is who you're working with. Mm-hmm. Randall Hempling used to be in charge mm-hmm. of the one up here.
Yes.
And, you know, it's amazing the amount of how much money they saved. In this one, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
By the way they ran it. You know, it could be a primer for every other one, maybe in the nation, but at least in the state of California. Okay, 22,000 patients, 8,000 going to be moving down in the next, when you're open in the next 2 years. You got 2 years to figure it out.
We do.
By that time, you'll have 30,000 patients.
Hopefully.
And it'll be 10,000 people you move down. Great. Okay, now, who wants to talk about the big event going over at the Board of Supervisors today?
Miranda. Yeah, I can talk about it a little bit. I am actually heading out early this morning, and Marie and Glenn can hold down the fort because I'm heading over to the County Board of Supervisors meeting at 9, where they'll be thanking Redding Rancheria for the recent donations from our tribal council for the Veterans Hall and the VSO building. So Redding Rancheria has donated $408,000 towards the roof replacement at the Veterans Hall, and then an additional $100,000 for other renovations for the VSO building, the VSO building that's on Shasta Street.
Mm-hmm.
So in total, that's $508,000 that Redding Rancheria's Tribal Council decided to donate to veteran services in our area, and we're super proud of that and really excited.
Well, now, and for people who are going maybe just a little confused or they're not sure who's what, the Veterans Hall is the one on Yuba Street.
It's next to the post office.
Next to the post office. It's been used for years and years. It's constantly in use from veterans organizations, but other groups, too.
Yeah. I've been to a few dinners and local fundraisers.
We went to a Simpson fundraiser there, which was, they did a beautiful job in decorating that hall.
And the roof needs to be rehabbed. So thank you very much for that, because it's for the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
The other
one is
also very important and close to my heart is the Veterans Service Office, which is on Shasta Street. Mm-hmm. As you said, they are going to be moving. They're going to be moving across the street.
That's right. Yes.
And the amount of money you're giving to them is for the amenities, which is going to help with expansion into new offices, the furniture, I guess, and other things they need to make this a more inviting place.
Yeah.
So, don't get upset. Don't get excited. The VSO, yes, is moving, but it's just across the street. What's that mean? A whole parking lot to themselves instead of having to park on the street or God knows where else. So they're going to be in there. They're going to be able to expand. They're going to be able to add to their staff. Which is good because right now they're being overrun by
they'll be in the where the old Black Bear Diner headquarters was.
Right. So
it's directly across the street.
So this is a huge boon to not only veterans but our community.
Yeah, and I'm actually really excited. I've been to the Veterans Hall for community events, but I've never been to the Veterans Service Office on Shasta Street. So our tribal council is actually going to be going there April 24th so that we can go and see it.
Okay.
And then that's when we'll do the formal check presentation and meet with the county supervisors and get some pictures. And I'm excited to walk around the VSO, Veterans Service Office building, because I've never been there. So
are we talking about the new one?
I believe that we will get to look at the new one, yeah.
The one they have now is nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't misunderstand me, but it's just really tight.
Mm-hmm.
They outgrew it probably 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, the old one on Shasta Street, and then we'll be going to the new one on Shasta Street. Because it's still on Shasta Street.
You can just move the flagpole across the street and plant it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you from a veteran's point of view how much we appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, and this is mainly politicians, we support the veterans. And it's, I can hear it more as election time comes around. But then afterwards, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you all have always supported veterans, and this is it, and you put your money where your mouth was.
Yeah, right. I think it feels good to support our veterans. I think that's something that we can all agree on.
You would think so.
Yeah.
We're kind of at a high hover with 80,000, from what I've been told, 60,000 to 80,000 employees of the VA are going to be cut loose.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of us out there going, wonder what that means. Because we've got a great clinic here, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And does that mean it's we're going to lose people out of there, you know? So... yeah, this is something.
Stand by.
This is something a lot of veterans can agree on.
Yeah.
All right.
We're excited to go to the County Board of Supervisors meeting. My uncle Leon, he serves on our tribal council, and he was in the Army, so he's going to accept the things from the county, and he's a proud veteran, so we're excited for that.
Well, if you'll let me thank you from not just our hearts, but from so many other people out there. When I saw the press release, I had to read it a couple of times, and I'm going... Wow.
Yeah.
You know, because there was, y'all are on here regularly, and you never tell us these things that are going on. You know, it's like, well, you were just on.
We can't keep up with what's going on right now. There is just so much going on.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from our break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop. The only one I've gone to since I've lived in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. It's man's last stronghold. It's located right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot. If you remember the old Lucky Miller's subway, right across the parking lot. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. In fact, some of the fake head mounts they have been in there since 1960. You can make an appointment, which is what I do, so it works my schedule. I call them 530-244-9478. Never had a bad haircut. It's a pleasant place to go to. But remember, it's not a hair salon. Their idea of hair gel is butch wax. Okay, for the, I know, I got Glenn coming apart across over here. Yes, but it's a great place to get a haircut. I can't recommend it enough. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Yes. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at readingrodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 in our phone banks, the hundreds of phones that are out there. And we are here with Redding Ranch. They can't see, Glenn.
I know. It's
Redding Rancheria today.
Hold it down, man.
Glenn Hayward in charge of their all the health and medical side.
Volunteering for your phone.
Maria Orozco, who is the face of the tribe in reach and outreach, and Miranda Edwards Favorite, who is her turn. Today, because
well, you're going to be heading to the supervisors in order to present that fabulous check for. Yeah, are you on?
Hello.
Yeah,
there we go.
Okay, so you've got one more topic to talk about. Several topics, but I mean, let's discuss another community outreach.
Yeah, I know. So we were just saying we can't keep up with the number of events,
right,
which you would think is a joke, but we were just laughing. In the last 11 days, we had like three or four major, major events. So we just had our strategic plan last week, and our strategic plan is the fourth one that Redding Ranchery has done. The first one was in 1996, and it's a 10-year plan that are goals for the tribe. And we invite community leaders. We get in a huge room. It's a two-day event. We get together and we ask people, what do you think the goals for the tribe's next 10 years should be? So we do a couple events. We do it with our community members. We do it with our staff. We do it with our tribal members. Then we take all of that feedback and we create our strategic plan. So it's really fulfilling that we get to invite people from the community and teach them about the tribe. And then they feel a little bit more invested because they're involved in it. And we listen to their feedback. We take that into account when we're deciding what we're going to do for the next 10 years. Something that I've learned that has been really cool for me, in 1996, our first strategic plan, I was 1 year old. That was when the idea of the health village came to fruition. So that was in 1996 that everyone in the community and tribal members and staff got together and came up with this idea. And yesterday we broke ground on that project.
Man.
So it just shows that this really pays off and that it helps us create direction for the future of the tribe, and everybody feels involved and invested.
So when you get together after the together, how long does it take, and do you publish that, or is it something that we do the state of the tribe in a couple years? It'll be in front of us, and how do we find out about it?
Yeah, so thanks for asking. So we did our first community event last week. We're going to do another event with our staff, and then another event with our members next month. And then after we get together, we bring all of that together. We bring it to our tribal council, and we will publish a booklet. It's not quite our State of the Tribe fancy book. Mm-hmm. That one's our Mac Daddy book, but it will be a published book that has all of our goals that everyone contributed.
When it's time. Love to have you on, and we can talk about those.
Absolutely.
Because, because it's going to affect our community.
Right.
Because you all have a huge impact on our community.
And I saw photos from that event. I saw some of our leaders in the community that were there. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Miranda. I know you're...
Are you sure you don't want to borrow
the Red Rover?
I wouldn't risk lending me your car right now, but thank you. Have a good morning and good day, guys. Thank you.
Morning, Tracy. Oh, that's where your ride's coming from. Tracy Edwards came in to pick up Miranda because she has no car. Yeah, she's crashed one and the other one just didn't start.
Oh, well, we've all had that experience, haven't we? Thank God you've got family and friends that come by.
You know what's worse when your car doesn't start?
Right.
Is when you can't find the second part of your little jumper. You know those little jumper boxes that work great? I couldn't find the other side of it, but I always carry cables, right? So anyway, okay.
So Maria, let's talk about the wonderful, let's go back, we're going to go back for a little bit.
2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks ago. About the sold out Redding Rancheria Community Fund. And of course the recipient was, people saw it online, but if you hadn't seen it online, Wings of Angels. And she was just, Donna and her family just crying and so happy and so proud. So deserving to be the recipient. But tell us, in your opinion about the evening, what it represented, something maybe different that people didn't understand or realize about that particular night.
This year was extra special. It just seemed like because we wanted to surpass Barbie. I think we did. To see all the folks in their gods and goddesses outfits, I thought, what are we going to see? I mean, I thought, really, really, what are we going to see? Homemade ones? No, decked out and gorgeous.
Really?
Extravagant. Place looked, yes. Thank you, UPS store on Churn Creek, for helping us with the staging. It was just beautiful.
Boy, they did it beautiful. The
absolutely.
Staging was like right out of some kind of theatrical show out of Las Vegas.
Right.
That the drop in the back, oh, my God, the way it was lit. Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Just let
all
me
right.
say that
go ahead.
It was a huge success. But I remember when Tracy Edwards and I, when this thing first came up, we were thinking Toga Night from Animal House. I just want to say that I got so excited about that I got my toga. I put yellow mustard on it. I crushed my cowboy hat. I had fake hair all over my chest. I mean, I was ready. I had a beer cans. And then we went to Gods and Goddesses. And Linda says, no mustard. No mustard. So, but your costumes that night, Poseidon, two Poseidons.
Wow.
Two Poseidons in
Medusa.
There.
Medusa.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Cleopatra.
Yeah.
The list went up. Okay, but so you were surprised at the outpouring of the professionalism with the people's mindset with the costumes.
They had fun.
Yes.
It was a night for those folks from the community to be able to take out their boards and their friends to just have a night of fun. And you could feel it. There was no stress, it was laughter. Thank you, Linda Bott, and your wonderful fellas for providing the entertainment. It seemed like throughout the whole night, being behind the curtain, I could just hear everybody having a good time and
big party.
Know, yes, yes, and I didn't care at all. It was just.
And so this is the first year you actually did your silent auction online.
Yes,
but you had success with that.
We did. We know what we need to do better for our first year, but it was. We're still at the $70,000 mark.
That's fantastic.
To just give right back.
Right.
And we'll be doing that March 21st, I believe, is our first RRCF Spring Award. And then we'll have a fall. So
is that open now? When do people?
Till March 21st.
All right. So people can go to?
Community Fund of the North State.
All right. People were asking me about that. And I said, this is something
they
do twice a year.
You can also go to our website. And under Public Relations has everything you want to know about Reading Rancher Community Fund, any type of press. If you ever want to know anything about the Reading Rancheria, go to our website. We have every state of the tribe. We have every economic impact report. We have everything. So I just want to thank all the sponsors and the volunteers, the donors, everybody, the tribal council. This is our 23rd year. It's unbelievable, 23 years of these. And thinking back to all the themes and the different amounts of people that come now, it's pretty much sold out by November of the year prior. So I thank everybody for that, and knowing that this event is special. It's special because it's our way to thank the community for being a partner, but it's also a way for us to thank those nonprofits and to host them and let them have a good time. It's not really easy times right now for everybody.
Well, I have to laugh because Donna, I know Donna, and Donna said, you know, we're really not costume people, but we decided, oh, what the heck. So they dressed up, and then they were the recipients. So I really feel.
Not only did they dress up, they went up for the costume contest.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I was
table.
Like, wow.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I had to stop the folks.
It was great.
Coming up. Yeah. Stop tables. It was so fun.
Well,
so fun.
You always seem to supersede what you've done the year before. So congratulations. I just wanted it for our listening audience to hear what a tremendous night it was. And the pictures are great, but they didn't really do the energy in the room justice.
You know, this, we've been coming to this for years.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first one we went to, it was.
Which is something.
I don't know how long ago that was, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Carl
did something and there were three witches, so I don't know what it. I don't even know.
You painted my face red and you put two little horn nubs up on my forehead.
I can't remember what it was.
Like the devil. And,
villains.
Villains. There we go. Villains.
I just remember you as the Joker.
Oh. No, I wasn't the Joker.
You were when you emceed 1 year.
Yeah, right. And it took me a week to get the paint off my face.
Your guys,
they sprayed my face, and then I went in, and so I thought, just wash it off.
You had white nostrils for I don't know how long.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, hey, spray my teeth, too. And that's right. I do remember that. And it was, I think I still have a photo of it.
Oh, well, we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Anyway, but every year, you ramp it up.
Yeah.
But we can't forget that it's there to celebrate the people that you all have given money to.
Every the nonprofits. From
the nonprofits, everything from fire engines to computers.
The nobles.
To helping
the
veterans walk down in Anderson.
Right.
I mean, that was the bottom line. And then, like you said, Wings of Angels.
Mm.
They do so much.
They do so, so much. And they were very appreciative. And I was crying behind the curtain as well. Mm. I think every year it just, gets to that point. But I just want, like I said, I want to thank everybody who solicited the fund last year and all of you that are going to solicit this year. That way we can have fun with the theme Wicked next year. So get ready with the pink and green.
Mm. And on that note, we have to take a break. So good stuff. We are here with Reading Rancheria, and this is Carl and Linda. We'll be right back here on KCNR. Good stuff.
And give me a moment, knees off the wall. I've got to let you know.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Little Diddy.
0.5 and 1460
ready?
AM.
Little
That's
Diddy.
That's right. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casinos.
I'm not even getting it. Little Diddy.
I know.
Jack
and
Diane.
Our guest today from Ready Ranch Reed, Glenn Hayward. He's got the whole medical arm of Northern California he's working on right now. Our division for Ready Ranch Reed and Maria Roscoe, our friend,
our
and
star.
The one that when you see things
star.
Going on and you see Maria in there and just was the driving force behind the Ready Ranch Reed Community Fund of 2 weeks ago, though it seems like 2 years at this point. another big success there. Glenn was talking about the earlier today. And if you didn't hear the first part of the show, go back to our archives. It was about the Health Village that they broke ground on yesterday. Going to be open in maybe 2 years, 2 years from this month, maybe. That's what they're shooting for. And all the services are going to be offered there. And that the Ready Rancheria's clinics are treating 22,000 patients between Shasta and Trinity County. 22,000. That's a lot. And can we talk about the
next venture?
Yeah, the
sure.
next venture.
Here. I mean, even though yesterday was our groundbreaking, we've already started working on our next project. We're working to secure funding. We'll find that out in May to build a $95 million 30-patient inpatient medical detox facility here in Shasta County as well. This will be on the same campus as our Health Village, so there's a lot of crossover services there. That way they can benefit from the Health Village side as well. But this will be a facility that's unlike any other. This will be a facility that is really geared toward improving a patient's journey to sobriety and treating them in a humane and dignified approach that allows them to spend time with family, spend time with specialists and medical doctors to help them through their detox process medically, which has been proven to increase their chances of sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that one also is, you know, there's like 3 days in a row or 4 days, but that one is kind of really a big one. An inpatient facility that can help people. And gosh, I know that this is just a beginning and, you know, expanding it. So you've got 50, spot for 50. And then how many people is this going to take off the streets and save their lives and move them back into maybe a productive part of society? So
that's cool. I mean, just well, you find yeah. a small thing, you start chipping away at it. It didn't happen overnight here in our community, but it's not going to be fixed overnight. But coming together and just start chipping away at the problem makes a big difference.
Yeah. You know what? No, we're not. All of this, when everybody comes in and runs for office, I'm going to do this. They really have no idea how huge this is. But it's like an elephant. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you eat an elephant?
Yeah, just one bite at a time.
Yeah, one bite at a time.
It is a big ship, and it changes slowly, but you just have to stay fast and stay towards the goal.
Well, and the the bottom line is that the state's in trouble with funding. We have no idea what the feds are doing right now as far as funding goes. So, you know, you're taking the brunt of that on your all's back.
But this is a grant that has been earmarked through
Prop 1.
Through Prop 1.
Right. So it's called, another name was the Millionaire's Tax in California. That was brought by
the Millionaire's Tax. Mm-hmm. Wow, I've noticed our taxes went up. I didn't know that was why.
So you'll find out in May. Thanks and I hope that happens because, like you said, to be able to have a place where people can bring their, you know, their families can come through the process. It's medical. It's not, there's a mattress and sweat it out for 5 days.
Right. And you know, I've done a lot of site visits to these facilities and
so they will throw a potato to you every other day.
Yeah.
For the most part,
and a bucket
rundown,
of water. And a bucket
the food
of water.
Is not good. They don't smell good. You need a place that's conducive to wanting to be in a therapeutic environment. And most all the other ones restrict your access to your family. Well, when you're there trying to find sobriety and you miss your family, that's not helpful. So having an opportunity for your family to visit you, so we'll have a playground, we will have access to the pools, we'll have outside barbecues, because there's nothing worse than deciding to finally go to sobriety, being in a treatment facility, and missing your child's birthday. Why can't you have the birthday where you're at and make it feel like a normal environment? Because that's what it is, bringing the family back together. You've chosen to reach sobriety, let's bring the family unit back together. Start healing everybody. Because it's not just one person that got hurt.
No, it's like when you're treating PTSD and your veterans. It's not just the veteran or anybody with PTSD. It's not just them. No. It's the whole family.
You have to treat everybody.
Yeah, it is because everybody is affected by it. We have really good friends. He has been in AA for I don't know how long, but she's been in Al-Anon the same length of time.
Yep.
And it's so she's affected just like he is.
It is. It's a lifelong battle, and you help them 2 steps forward, sometimes one step back, but you're there with a dignified, treat them with respect, and you say, okay, let's get you back on the right path. That's what it's about.
You know, I think I have not met anybody, well, I can't say that's true because there's some wingnuts out there, but that doesn't agree with that philosophy here. You know, the whole thing in readiness, if somebody wants help, we want to help them. We want to help. We want them back on the road. If they don't want help and they refuse help, and I don't mean, oh, I'm really going to try and they just didn't make it the first time, but just they just don't want. I like what I'm doing and being, you know, talking to myself and screaming out loud. People have short tempers on those as opposed to people that we can help.
Right.
And I don't know how you get past that. Or if we should.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think just within our healthcare organization, we just lead by the value that we're in the healthcare treat business. We're not in the lesson teaching business. So we're not here to critique anybody.
Right.
We're not here to judge anybody.
Oh, no.
We're the navigators and they're the captain. We're just trying to get you to where you want to be. And everybody's choices are different of what they consider their health. We're just there to help them get to where they want to be. So we don't teach lessons. We just provide healthcare.
Well, and I think that's where a success can be, is that then the person that's being helped feels a level of accomplishment. If they're being pushed into the next level and the next level, then somewhere in there there's going to be, you're forcing me.
Absolutely.
And Maria, one more time, for our listeners, where can they go if they really want to? You've mentioned before about going to the website on the Reading Rancheria where you can break down and find out about all the outreach, the different businesses under the Reading Rancheria, and be able to watch some of the State of the Tribes and see those booklets from the past. Where does one go?
You go to the Reading Rancheria website, and you can get all of that information. You can apply for a grant. You can watch our State of the Tribe video. You can watch the documentary. You can see all the careers open, and that's www.readingrancheria-, and is a Nancy, S is in Sam, and is a Nancy.gov.
Okay. All right. Thank you both so much. Closing thoughts. We have a couple minutes. Let's start with our big man on campus.
you mean Glenn?
Yeah, I was going to say big man on campus because that's being built.
We're just excited to be breaking ground. This is a great day and a great time for our tribe and for our people, for Native people, as well as all the patients within our healthcare system. It's a celebration. It really is.
And I realize, your primary responsibility is to the tribe, but I don't get that. I mean, I know that's what it is, but your arms are open mm-hmm. to everybody.
We feel that.
We all live yeah. in this community.
Right.
So the healthier this community is, the better it is for me, for my kids, for my future grandkids. So right. let's work together.
Maria.
I would like to give a shout out for and to Tracy Edwards for being the Leadership Reading alumni. She
Yay!
Got the award within this last 3 weeks.
Right. That was another event.
Right.
Yes.
She got
yeah.
the Diversity Award before that.
From United Way, yes.
Uh-huh.
From
United Way.
That? United Way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then a Leadership Reading, which is another great organization. Yeah. So yeah. she, thank you so much for all that you do. So glad to have you with us today and to hear the great news, the groundbreaking, this check that's being delivered today at the
supervisors.
Yep.
The, now tomorrow we're going to have the Sheriff's Department on and, couple other things that are happening, so it's going to be a busy show too, like from 7 to 9. And then Thursday we're going to have the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup is going to join us. Friday at House of Realty, and a young wrestler and his coach that took second oh. in state is coming here on the show. I mean, second in the state of California, and the young man he lost to is like rated number one in the nation. And, you know, yeah, so here's a young man that, and if you've ever wrestled, you realize how much of it comes from within, as in many sports. Yeah. So, have a great day. It looks like it's going to be really nice today, and God bless America.
Okay. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.